Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
John, I know that you were going to bring up about this police officer. Tell us about what happened.
My goodness, police officer, NYPD, New York's finest. Really, they're just something awesome. It's this officer named Larry DePrimo.
Mm-hmm.
Larry DePrimo was basically down in, he was patrolling down in Times Square, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And he happened to see this homeless man that was, you know, sitting on outside of one of these buildings on the concrete.
Uh-huh.
Sidewalk, and you know, it was very, very cold that night. But what he found out was that the homeless man didn't have any shoes.
Oh,
no
wow.
Shoes. He has any,
what's the temperatures up there?
Oh, man, at night could be in 20s, 30s. I mean, this is really very cold.
On concrete.
Concrete.
There is no grass
no
in
joke.
Manhattan.
No.
If it is, it's on a balcony or a roof somewhere.
And if the wind is blowing, I mean, I've experienced cold, but I remember a time when the wind was blowing so bad that it literally felt like it was cutting my face.
I mean,
it's like
I've stood to watch on a ship before on an ocean. Oof. It's bad.
Well, he sees this man, and I guess he just was so moved with compassion. He goes at him and decides to get him a pair of boots and socks at one of the stores in Times Square. So he runs into the store and says, listen, you know, ask the guy what his size was. And he tells the store clerk, just get me a nice all-weather pair of boots, and gets this man a boots. I think they're like $100 pair of boots, and puts him on his feet, not knowing now that some tourist was down in Times Square took a picture of him. Well, let me tell you what happened. This picture of this police officer, NYPD, mm-hmm. taking care of this homeless man,
mm-hmm.
went completely viral on Facebook. Wow. I mean, you're looking at 133,000 times this picture was liked. Okay,
I mean, it just
actually,
happened.
It just happened. It was liked actually by 409,000 people. I'm sorry, it was liked by 409,000 people.
Big difference.
And the picture was shared 133,000 times.
Well, you think about it, you know, that's what God tells us to do, right? He says,
yeah.
I want you to go around. This is what Christians, by the way,
mm-hmm.
we're to go around and let our good deeds be seen amongst men so that God gets the glory. And notice, I mean, it's cool that this officer is getting recognition. I think it's pretty cool what he did.
Yeah.
But if we're a Christian, that should be our life.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
That should be our life. And we let that particular transit know, and I know a lot of people do this every day, and you don't know it because they don't let their left hand know what their right hand's doing.
Exactly.
But when they do acknowledge it, we go, you know, we say, well, it's God.
Yeah.
It's God. That's the reason. You know, this is what God asked me to do.
Mm-hmm. Ephesians 4:32 says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ forgave you. I mean, God's word instructs us often to be kind. In fact, kindness is one of the fruits of the Spirit. And so, What would happen? What would happen if believers everywhere continue to do kind works and
well, look how amazed and rightfully so, you know, the world is, you know, mm-hmm. 400,000 people were and are mm-hmm. with one man's kind deed, which
right.
is cool. Then think about this. Imagine how amazed heaven is.
Mm.
What heaven sounds like, how many times they like and forward and share your kind deeds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When they see you reaching out, and I see it all the time. I see Christians, they see somebody, you know, asking for money on the side of the street. They don't tell anybody. They don't mm-hmm. take pictures of it because God says if you do that, first of all, then you've already received your reward. He wants us to do it because we love him. We want that.
That's
he
right.
wants that person to know that it was him that laid them on our heart. So he gets the mm-hmm. glory for it. But I see Christians all the time stopping and giving cash to or food to somebody on the side of the streets. I see them getting clothes, stopping, you know, and asking somebody what your shoe size is. Paying people's rent. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on
power
and
bill,
on.
All types
power
of stuff,
bills.
Yeah.
And what you see happening in a worldly perspective, when the world gets amazed, understand heaven is like that. Heaven is just talking you up.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven's going, look what they did.
Wow.
And they only had $100 to their name, and they just gave $50 of it to this particular person, knowing they needed $120 to pay their power bill.
Wow.
Think about that. I was watching What Would You Do, you know, and I can't tell you the actor on there or the news reporter, but they had this lady that was checking out And it's like, what would you do? And they're videoing, and they set this whole scene up with actors.
Oh, because ABC does that.
Yeah, but I think somebody bought them out. Anyway, so they are they had let other people come around these actors, and they filmed the reaction of these people. And this one particular lady, she was the actor, and the cashier was the actor, the customer was the actor, and the antagonist was the actor. And the lady that was the actor that was checking out with her groceries, baby food, and all this kind of stuff. All she had was SNAP, which is, you know, food stamps. It comes on a credit card now, the type thing, and it's called SNAP.
Mm-hmm.
And the cashier is saying, I need some cash. She said, I don't have cash. This is all I have. And so you had that dilemma going on of a mother trying to buy food for her baby. And then all of a sudden, this antagonist actor is going, there you are, you know, feeding off the government. And then all of a sudden, these other people that aren't part of it, that are just regular people, see what's going on. They're moved with compassion, and they start coming up and saying, you know, trying to give her money and cash. And he goes, there you are, bailing her out. They turn around, and they just chew this man out, you know. And it was so cool because this one lady, she needed the money. She bought all of her groceries.
Oh, wow.
And so, of course, they stop her afterwards, and the cameras come charging in, and she's just shocked. And he goes, you know, why did you do this? And well, she told the lady, first of all, she said, God's laid this on my heart. I'm supposed to do this for you.
And oh, she wow. did now.
And then, of course, then they catch her later on and said, you know, why did you do this? She says, well, I just know how it is. I've walked in those places before. I've been there before where you got to put stuff back or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to do it. And he says, well, did you need this money? She says, yeah, I needed it. And he said, but that's what I'm going to do. That's what I did with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just beautiful. These things are happening every day. I mean, there are good people, and there's people that are doing things continually for God.
Absolutely.
But it was amazing. Wow. This antagonist was just, I'm like, oh my goodness, you know?
Mm.
And so the big thing about heaven, you know, what God's saying to us is, what will we do? Mm-hmm. Will we do what he said? And just like this good police officer did at NYPD, you know, we need to do that on an everyday basis. Look for the opportunities to be kind to someone because God said to. And let them know it's God. Because you know you wouldn't be doing that if you weren't serving God.
Oh, right. You know that's right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. You know where he found you at. You know where he found you at. And that would not be you doing that outside of him.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.